I'm here with Daniel Dittmanson, Sawtooth Mountain Elementary's Reading Corps volunteer. He's been working with students in many different classrooms to help them become reading rock stars. So Daniel, what inspired you to spend this year working with kids at Sawtooth Mountain Elementary?
That is a very good question. I have always considered education as my passion, and I'll get more into that as the interview goes on. But I never thought elementary, but as an online college student here in Cook County, I was approached at the beginning of the summer to see whether or not I would be willing to at least apply for this, and then apply and work it, after multiple members on the elementary staff here heard that I was planning on staying another year in our community. So, and then I applied, and they were very happy to hear that, and they were very happy to have me. So everything just sort of added up to me being working here at Sawtooth.
Okay, so can you walk us through a day in the life of a Reading Corps volunteer?
Yeah, as a Reading Corps volunteer, I work one-on-one with 10 students, and I spend 20 minutes a day with each student working with them on specific things that through testing and through evaluation I have discovered that is what they are struggling with as a reader, be it confidence levels or inability to sound out words or comprehension level. They're unable to understand what they are reading because they might be a sight reader, so they only know the words, they don't know what the words mean, that type of thing. So I spend 20 minutes every day working with 10 kids. So, and I'm only part-time. As a part-time, I only am expected to do 20 hours a week, but other full-time will work with 20, 25 kids.
Okay. So what's the most challenging part of your job?
This might seem a little silly, but one of the most challenging things that I've seen is keeping up with the emotion and the energy that comes with working with elementary kids. And not in the sense that it's a bad way. The elementary kids, just in general, are very innocent, and they don't know that they are very energetic people, just in general. And then so sort of like keeping up with them, but at the same time still trying to understand and not just be that overbearing, overpowerful person that is making them do something because I have that in my power. Trying to work with them to get them to as well realize that doing this will make them better, not doing it because I'm telling them to.
Okay, so how has this job influenced the direction you want to go in life?
Another good question. I never saw myself working with elementary. I've always considered education as what I wanted to go into, but I always thought on the middle school and high school level, mainly because of the fact that I don't think I necessarily have the energy to keep up with kids for an entire day, 30-something kids perhaps for an entire day. But working with my 10 kids, and you know, as I graduate kids, I get new ones, and as I graduate kids out of the program, once their goals are met, I get new ones, and it's an amazing feeling to know that that is because of me, and I don't think, and I have had experiences in middle school and high school classes now, and you don't get that in a middle school or high school classroom all the time. So with elementary, it's just there, and they love, and elementary kids just love you once they get to know you. So elementary is becoming more and more appealing, as well as the fact as that a lot of educators that I have talked to have told me elementary education is a good way to go, as one, being male, and two, being younger. So that, since both of those tend to be demographics missing within an elementary school. So we'll have to see. I still have some time before the decision has to be made of where I teach in schools, but it's becoming more and more of an idea.
All right. So looking forward, what's next for you when you finish this year of service?
That is, wow. Your list of questions is very good, and it's also very challenging at the same time for me, because I'm at a crossroads now where I either have to do this again, or I go back to college full time in order to get a degree. And I really, really am enjoying this. So it's becoming more and more of an idea to do this again. And it's a great program. And they give the AmeriCorps and the Serve Minnesota Action Network gives education awards that I can then apply to education later on. So it's becoming more and more of an idea. But going back full-time education is also it's the two different paths. And I haven't decided yet which one to do.
All right, yeah. So thanks so much for being on the Youth Radio Project, Daniel. We know that the community appreciates your work, and we're excited to hear what you decide to do next.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me.